News 1130 times 748.
This is a News 1130 special report.
She just couldn't look herself in the mirror anymore. News 1130's John Ackerman begins his series of Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the recipient of the Addiction Award.
Jerry Bemister believes her life didn't begin until she entered rehab in 2004. But her story actually starts much earlier than that. Born in Victoria in 1969, her parents placed her in the care of relatives, people they thought could be trusted.
And I was significantly sexually abused by these trusted family members for a good portion of my childhood.
Soon she began seeking out ways to cope.
Anything to divert the pain, so it didn't really matter if it was, you know, riding my motorcycle at fast speeds, criminal activity, and the drug and alcohol use.
She felt a sense of belonging that eluded her at home, but it took a long time for her to realize how out of control her life had become. Then her mother and her sister told her to list the people she wanted at her funeral, because if she continued on the path she was on, she was going to die.
They showed up one day and they said, "This is what we see and we want you to get some help." And, you know, I never looked back from that day on.
Now nearly 15 years sober, she helps others in their recovery, leading by example, with the courage to come back. I'm John Ackerman.
News 1130 time 848.
This is a News 1130 special report.
Honoring ordinary people leading extraordinary lives, News 1130's John Ackerman kicks off his series of Courage to Come Back Award profiles with a look at the recipient in the addiction category.
I couldn't look in the mirror anymore. I didn't understand what was going on.
That was Jerry Bemister nearly 15 years ago. Up to that point in her life, she had endured a childhood of sexual abuse, the pain from which she escaped through drugs and alcohol, which in turn led her to crime and other high-risk behavior. Then came a moment of clarity.
My three nephews were very young at the time, and my sister had told me I wouldn't be able to see them anymore. And that was the turning point for me. I basically went to that rehabilitation facility because I couldn't stand my life without them.
Bemister went back to school in her 30s, earning a bachelor's from Vancouver Island University and then a master's from the University of the Fraser Valley. Today, she's not only an interventionist, but also a criminologist, a drug and alcohol specialist, and a trauma expert. But Bemister is quick to turn the focus away from herself.
It's not about me. It's about helping other people. And in turn, you know, I get to stay sober during that work. I get to use my experience.
And it's from that experience she draws the courage to come back. I'm John Ackerman.
News 1130, by the way, is a proud sponsor of the 21st Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which are being handed out Wednesday, April 24th.